Yeah.
Yuktun yuktun nakan kelutun mumihcici kampun.
Hah?
Mumihcici kampun yuktun kan kelutun.
Apa aku dikatakan kan?
Kalau ko pan nalutin biko betangay. Yung pichtakan ka makun ka maglasak pa ng sabiw ko
betang. Islang
sa. Islang sa.
Yung islang sa lang kana na pagkak na natukmok kana ito na to gutal. Ayaga yung sa malto ayalret malistak sa.
When I was a young lady, I grew up in Hooper Bay. And when I start to go on my own, I travel with the people that traveled.
Ang utom tampan niya, taksin niya lang. Puno na niyong nukuhit. Tamman nito, uitak, uitayak sunit. Sa midlinit, puno kumiyok sunit, anlunit, aunasin niya lang. Tawasok. Tawkuksak niya, kininakadasin niya. Tuat nak nang aku pet ikhlas kena aku kaya aku rot ketemu kan rot kloot kan kaya aku tak capek kelakon kita ni neng seung aku udah kalau ni seung aku udah kan kami tuat kacen itu kan rot kesukan.
Donit ka
ikhtlini luna namun tamma
aqnaqaasakhpini kwa aqnaqaasakhpini kwa doatin imakhpik munat khasruit
unahani napakyaak maut nunnaak paylatakan kutti nunnaak nungatkun kutti
spit ka ayak an I
wonder Thomas Tom, could you translate that into English?
I couldn't quite hear that first part that she was. I couldn't hear him clearly from here what she was talking about earlier of a woman. I couldn't understand her. She was a little bit too far on.
It's going to be hard for me to translate.
Okay, I can try. Maybe I can go over there and try.
Could you, Tom?
Umkhani, sokhani, mumikshit no chikhatat na umwishto katagat no.
Huh?
Umwishto katagat na.
Taking a look and get them can now on a gumkakanamak samkimum kanaskpni yakin. Soksod ng tagay ng nagamkin.
Just hold it closer to her mouth. Is that
to... Takabailang mito na... Not name na illumine kautokoloko no koso na ansisok ikan kloko na samagimakali pak na kloko ikakta kaya kumagamimakali
tawa tamakit
iminap tinakpamayol no kaya mikso kao kaya kao doon
When she was
young woman at that time from Hooper Bay along the beach, along the
Amas kumakanak kaita taot bitalo kanakakatak ta kuyana. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Take Hamilton the next.
Hamilton.
No, became corporation can illacat what Conjo Canada Pimuga Matum non clean Chiwan Conjo Canada view. A cut the money when the land claim of Pio Pile. The money.
Nunaput akwasiyas kapitik sukuhat na li takaw malaw ta toot na yuk suta, yuk piyulo ta. None of us had any choice before we were born what we wanted to be. To be an Eskimo, an Indian, or otherwise. We did not have that choice. But I want to say this. I would rather be an Eskimo or a Yupik before I chose any other race. It does not mean that Eskimo race is better than any other race, but I am very proud to be a native. Shortly after 1971, the passage of the Alaska Native Settlement Act, I had the a very good opportunity of working with 19 villages very actively during the Claim Settlement Act, the land selections for the villages. People I worked with, some of them are present, like Mr. Williams from Kotlik, and many others. I also have visited 28 villages in Chalista region during that time. Imomikani mannapik kahal ni ayagal la chalitos ko nga yunam kita at nunat ikayol ki matum nunam tigus katni yunak pingayon ligan chali nunat snikt kulo ki matum chalis kopis na midlani tamani pilum ni kanrut si maswit kut 1991 nami ki pailgan kituxkluta upxkluta tamat ki pailgan khoni tangxnaxtuk takkaki yaqsiglun sayugunanani umyoxt knaxtas khuinga tachan ngitok tikiskanna pichiqakut tasu khoni kha tikit qataxluni upingafknata nuttanto khayakni qatarilgatun ayqsuta sali am sakman na biyak kaput sali am sinilun. At that time, 1971, we were told that we'd have 20 years to get ready. Come 1991, we'd be on our own. People thought that was a long ways away. I also thought it was 20 years was long enough. Right now, I'm starting to think this is just the beginning. We haven't gotten started yet. There's a lot to be done. We need to educate our young people. We have a lot of work to do yet. Ilit ni taman isaling ina namdi ang ugas hati ilit ako ng pisot nga no nam
iligun kan rektok sa dapis ko dahil ako sa kat.
And now she feels that our younger generation is in a sad situation because when the older people, the elders, try to tell these young people about the future, what is good for them and what is not. Most of them, or all of them say, even the little kids say, you're not my boss. We don't have to listen to you, I guess. And it hurts. And she said that more people of the elders should go and be telling these younger generations about their life and future. She says that today she has not seen people do this. And when she herself tries to tell the young people, they always come back with, you're not my boss, or, and then it hurts her. But she would like to see elders or people go up and tell the kids in school, to show them and tell them about their future. What the old elders used to tell her in the past, because it is something that the people do not do today. When she was young, in fact, when we were all young, our elders were our teachers. In the Kajim, when they talk, we listen to them. Like she says, a few days ago, they did talk to some of the people and the youngsters at the Kajim when they were having a dance, native dance. And she felt that it showed a little improvement. With that, she is asking that more people, elders, go to the school and start telling the young people of what the older, our forefathers used to be telling us about life.
Tiyunay ko siya kung tama na ito kipal ganito ay
Then as far as she has seen things to this date, as in the old days, they were never told who this land belonged to. And they always shared. When there was abundance of fish in one area, they were told and the people went there and got it. Or if there was abundance of berries growing in some area of the land, they were told so that they could go and pick all the berries they wanted. That's the way in the old times, the older days, that's the way it was. But now, sometimes they say the government says you can't do this, you can't do that. But as far as that is concerned, she said she hopes, as far as she can see, nothing much has changed, because sometimes when there is a lot of fish in one area, people come and say, there's a lot of fish over here, go fish there. Or if there's a lot of berries here, they're told, and then they can go there and pick berries. And she would like to have our young people understand this so that they can come to these meetings, learn about the land and what these elders have to say. And because I think she means it will be their future. She said that's all she has to say for now, and if she thinks of more, she will say more. She wants to thank you all for giving her this opportunity to say this much. Thank you.
Seems camera off.
We can learn how to still eat our native food, at the same time speak well for our people. That's about all I would like to say for tonight. Thank you very much.
Maksali kani rakut chiulia put koyaluki kanhtuk amram kani lit kani luta koyaluki tamatu maksali ni chukni koluki khatun. Awa ni chali yung nakhat ni tlhmenu chali ko ya lu ta ma na kan khatok sali ko ma kut ikhna put ta chingu ma ka wa put mattum skulam tum ngi na nakhak khalu ki li ko ma lu ki mattum kha ka sak ta kam yu pe thu pe chi khya khai tik chali khon ikhna put ta chingu ma ka lu ki ma ko nak chi la put nak li ko ma lu ki attam chali tamana phukna ku pichhiya khatang yupit pichhiya khat mattum chali alaska nai dup khem sal manak tamayo kutcha tamana tagin khsal ku pis kumalu ku to ai hok tamaku ta ikuk khukit ta ku yak chak ka kan kasmenik.
Thank you very much.
Akmanatam pit khwani gashat nunang khshait khwani nunakhang khsalrit alagas kuma khwani pikya yukhtun khwani pokkatlakha yaqwa akulini tag muikhto qadakhto khodnatam tang ayoksagay chukman na khwani nunaput thaksakha yaqoskan akmani yud gashat tamak mung kangas gashan ghil ngak mung nakhang khlaktu thwani nuna khaitlu qaisun mattumin natunang tawang khami khwani bit anguyak thwani qangalu sitim khwani adu khapit khluku akilit fkara khluku nakmin nuna kang ratho dotmania dam khani pichik
Dorn Bishop Matad Nunaput, Angus Pilkinikun, Kangasumagut, City 20 Anglerikun, Nakmin Nunakangam Tumana, Akilit Kakalukuhani, Pilchik Matad, Dog Nutan. If we do not fight for it, Kaisun kan riskum that tamatum tungi nun kani. You kani kan riskan. Konuk suku daten. Piuk tajimu tundaram pin nahtu tkani yut kan riskata. Mi tingak lazraku tkani izlikun. Tamaskuida tasuk saksuki. Kwang kuda kwang kuinga silak soil dikun meeting alaklan risinga. Dorten peh kum ta kwani. Kafsi kauka da yu toni meeting al rait. Kan lo kan riskata. Ta gut kwani im kut angu yas kangal siti ni magoni wi tal rait. Ut sutin kwani sait kudlo suku tak sang yukun ding tak sang sikot. Nitan ka. Kanya sih uip ngadun chan. Nunan pik chan pik ngak ko kani nak min pik ngak ko angu yak sit kani. Aki lit kagak suku piu kun kani pi yak cek ngadu kani piu sini kuning. Nunak kani nak min pik ngak ko. Dang bagak laut mana imang corporation nak kani nunamuk amsamuk pinks kah? Biukun kani ya ang ran kani. Kuang guts nun kani corporation anun. Akilit kagak suku biak cek madut kani. Tamana ah nakuk. Ati ngin riskum ta. Akilit kshana ku. Tegak suku angoyak Pihcik kat nang sanu nak ilis ciga skum tu kani tak sakau luku.
What she said, what she was supporting you to say, tell these people, don't let them tax the land. That's what she said.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you very well. Okay. Yeah, I think we got the point.
Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've had a good evening of statements from 20 people already, and I think this would be a good time to adjourn until tomorrow. I just want to thank all of you for coming and to invite you to come.
Sulukusu at tam sin chalda ni tumuksuku chali kanut kasugu aksin ya. Manakuk tapi kanan kumas kaya kumatum tungi no tam kukwata sin kani kaisun na ayo kutsiru tunga tangwas kamin niyo. Matum alaska na yung krim salmanak tam tungi man na kaisun ayo kutsiru tangalatan kukayo ka. Imomikoka, December 18, 1971, Nami, Manna, Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act, Pichanishoka. Tamam the Hoknasu Sukut. Listen, Ram Kurilank Sunri Dugut. The Ram Hok Anguish the Mom, Makmani, Pichanishok Pishakut, Honeywa, Nun Nad Nuna. Kwani kwasu uku takit. Kit ktoi ispatsnika uluki chiki, kwat niko kseem saat nkan utswa kutta. Tau gam kwa kwangkota lis nga kapea lgam knunam tunginun izlao na ta chali kwani akim kaisun khilgau chiklas kwa kassat tunayo kufknani nasi uluta kwangkota. Sin hok akkahtok matumun
village human by the city.
Okay, tamakan gahoksin auluk sarak mat matum sitim nunam kote matumima ngam chali cooperation amihok chali we tamas hokak kauk tok maisin nasun rita hokaisun chakfir nak kota chia matum unahok yu natukut ashakut iktut hongkut ni Pukil rami huri mo mi kalit chao malhami kasat pitsi siya kai tatari ngu mastit tao na ton diyo shuk taksi yahtok. Ta kukam kukhang kuta lis ngalda kanil ngu na yuk kali kaksu kotan tiyo kaluku tari ngu man ritstin yuk ta maana huk ton diyo shuk nani yuk sa kasi yahtok huk. Li takakput huk tali am skape yahtok man natkisugu.
In those given years, the Claims Act, the bad parts that we feel should be changed, we have to work those first before we actually go into it. And in right here in the village, the cooperation, we did not actually start until just a few years ago. And that 1991 is just around the corner. We could see it over there. We're going to reach it. And we still got a lot of work to do. A lot of things to learn. for a group of people that
that big God, one could have came to you and retoken. Pisere ach put hang wach pak. Atok ti mang ai chun ach. Our times and what we have learned will not be taken away from us. We will hold it and try to pass it on as our elders have. We have gotten into one thing which is called the land claims. And I have heard in the past testimonies by the older people and by our students and the younger people, truly it is being said that we are in some sort of a turmoil. Ilumuvuk manna lanklemak peoksan amsariuk mankutiuk pigni tareng manrilam tku amsak ta agup nakho umyok putu kayuka pingram ta tareng umap kenaku to chaklan rituku. Through the land claims and our actions, we were at first told by the federal government, by the BIA people, their rules and instructions of how we are to go about claiming our land allotments. And these rules and regulations were made by BIA, the Secretary of Interior, and by those people that know, but not so much knowing the culture of our lives and our actions as Eskimos. Tamakut land claimang man na piyoksan, BIA Pistai, Secretary of Interior, tamakut kanagayagayt, kalika munti madrit, maliktakulit pahkauluta. Jali kingwa kun asat kun biyala mat kanagayagayt kun sali tamak maliktakuluki pahkauluki. Tamakut kanagayagat amtrum yung tarayin o manrit tayo. Hidlegen kanagut knaktu ki peakamt ki tanan asanun puukko nahtu kut kanagut knaktu ki peakamt ki meeting akhamta. It is hard for some of us that try to explain these matters to our people, because sometimes we get the feeling that we feel that when we're telling our people and trying to show them what the rules and regulations are being provided for us to follow, it makes us feel that some people come and say, well, you act like a big shot, you think you're the only one that knows all of these things. These are things that people come and tell us, and it hurts, because we are not somebody that's trying to be big. We're trying to help our own people by telling them what we have read and what we see, which is called regulation, rules and regulations.
He thinks that someone is trying to take his land away. Along with it, someone is trying to take his food away. Eskimos had their own food. The land provided food, different kinds, different species. The sea provided seal, as well as the air provided birds for the Eskimos to food, the Eskimos for food. Outside people have their own way of preserving their own food supply. They know how to take care of their own food. But in Eskimo way of life, getting food was a daily effort. It had to be done every day, no matter what the weather was like. It could be bad weather, could be a nice day, but it was an everyday effort that the Eskimo had to go out and gather his own food so he could survive and depend on the land for survival.
Nak kacau lagi, tak nak pingin nak sedut.
Ever since this claim settlement act came, he's heard some regulations. Somebody made laws. Eskimos did not make them. We do not go outside of our state and tell other people how they should live. We do not put a limit on how many cattle or how many cows or how much food should outsiders have. We do not make any regulations on that. We do not tell them that they should have this much supply of food. We do not make rules and regulations for them so they will have a limit on certain items of food. When we try to hunt and provide ourselves and feed our family, our children, somebody comes around and tells us, if you catch birds, if you catch moose, or if you gather food, we will put you in jail. We have rules and regulations that you have to follow. We do not believe in that, in the rules and regulations when we try to survive and provide for our family, our own very own existence. We have been promised punishment for trying to survive. We do not bother other people, and we do not tell them how they should take care of their own needs.
Whom can he a kutmuk kalikam kmaktan kasako? Nunaman pitikluku a pukki zangatnit money looks punak kariuluku. Nunam
He would like to know if it's okay to read a little bit of this. It's from BIA. I guess it concerns is a lot. It's not a land allotment. It's a lot. Is that permissible?
Perhaps
you could read it.
Yeah, but you must check through the book.
Enclosed is a certificate titled to your land at Imangak, Alaska. You should keep this valuable paper in a safe place. This land is now yours forever. You do not have to pay taxes on the land or on income from the land. You can sell it, lease it, or mortgage it if you get our approval. You can also sell gravel and timber from your land if we give our approval. Please write or come in to see us if you have any questions about your land.
What's the date on the
land? Date is July
15th. Ma nawatim ni nunat ng kahto. Taukut kasa to wat nasunrit ngayon. At kaya kapan ngayon giluke. Ta unakwane kaya giwi ka at kahto. Unatyali piso ko vika kawani muskulo ng piso to samani. Ta unatyali at tam nasunas kutisok. Unatyali at siyagbikbuk ay pakaslawa ni Magami. Tao na pilskun ng itsaka ka. Kiyakto ni pilskas ni tao kutyalit lagit. Pagsakas kakbuk tamamunok. Tämä kun salilleen kannuksaa. Pinnakin näitä hiljaukut täynnä. Kali ikämällä nautimaan hiljaukut. Tuohon kannuksaa kysyn tukuslaaka. Tapin ajohtu tuum kevum. Nämmäkän on niin, että sitä on mehdytä. Tämä on yksi kumi, nyt näytän kapingaajan. Pysyhuvik, ikkinaskin jääräyspuk, mam traamun on niin. Unati latsjärvispuk, avaani maraami. Pysyhunnit järän kataukut. Ukut, makut kaksuki, tutraulunka. Illit anaqtqarnaaklugu illit nunatooqqarnaaklu kitaaqut nasuunaalkutersiqsornqa taupa kuisatooqngaiqutsiaqan katamaaqku taunaq pisiquvikaatooqngaiqutsiaqaqa taunatamatsiaqvik pukkiaagik puklu mamtaramununni atortiqsa.
With it, if we work together and not against, and if we assimilate with each other, cooperate, adapt, I just feel that it would be a lot better off that way. And these ideas I just had jotted down, so I couldn't read it the way it is, so it's the only way I knew how to put it. So I hope you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, I do. Thank you very much.
And I guess that's just about all I had to say. It's just to work together, intact, and hopefully get the solutions without having to slap facts at each other's face and try and see who's better. So that's all I had to say. Thank you.
Una khoni atang khnilone pekka Kevin Augustine ala khnami khukkaim kunun civics and Alaskan history illaukka magut khomani mani ki kon khirtun tai khunu chak tam khuma kunuk school akhtin na principal lu mattum tungin kan kas khlu kuma kunuk chikil khot ayakh pailganna ta yu khoni ka piu nakhtu ta chamitun kansokyhtuk samaa kuin tungitin. Tuota, niin kuin nää se oli sutkluki juutpiskomaalukin, ingiluku tahpukraki apsukusu ingina ingina koni ja asaan raptahuotin nää mattumka alaska näitä kliimisadalma näkti mukaan kiekkaima kuin simikiumat. Tuota, se on ingamki joka koni juutukoni katoksuki maa niitsukuniluki kanskituk ajukkaata. Amtram ko kanxmiyum ayoqqata piyumatiqqatuqqa taqqamuq qotta taman apitikisigatta yutuqtam neitqaluki samugumyon qatta neitqaluki tamana kiutiqqatta qottongunilluq tosu qanxtuqqa skulaqqumanna pinritfuknaqto yaxsaqanax qappeqtuma ayhoni mattumtungin na nunam tammattumtungin khlakha pitkhlugua chali lhukotna inglukutakh ngratang khuriuppit makut chali lhukotkhlutung tang chalakh kaut mattumtung manna allorluku khlakhsqumaakunkhutkhu ta ikhuqqa amlum kanorikka chaqaqtam makut kan qautkhsini.
Michael,
I want to thank you for having me the opportunity to speak before you. And my name is Mike James. I am a senior at Alkanuk High School. I am representing my civics and Alaska history classes and also Rebecca Damien. We as Alaska Natives have lived here for thousands of years. And during these years, we have adapted to the changes in our environment. Now we
you know, to upset our way of life, and so many changes that have happened that our elders don't understand. And right now, every elder thinks that the young people should get a Western cultural education. But in order to keep our Yupik culture and our sense of identity, I think the Yupik leaders, elders, and the parents should take that responsibility of teaching their young children. But we don't have any source of income. And I believe that the federal government should fund some kind of, should find some way to fund the elders and the parents and aid them in educating their young, because they have lost their sense of direction in somewhere between these changes that have taken place. And unless we get our older people, older elders involved in the education of our young people, we will never have anything. We will have no identity, because the elders are not up there leading the teaching and leading the cultural activities. And our young people will never gain any respect for them. And I believe that we will be losing everything. All this land claims settlement act and everything that goes with it will not mean anything. Okay, that's all I have to say, but I'm gonna translate myself if I can remember what I said. Kasadun Dorothy Camera from Achilagatna, Togum Yuchtun Pijuyawa. Dorsu Queen of Quatin Kanhto, Huang Gudamani, Yupit Nuxokatel rate.
For white people, scare the elderly, like if they don't have land, take lands taken care of. Those first, and then go on to there. Maybe you can take these reports from the tapes and take care of them from there. And hopefully, I in turn will attend more meetings in future days, months, or years, and speak up like these people did. I want to thank the elderly people for speaking up for us and encouraging us to keep on going. That's all I have to say. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No, not really. No. Go ahead. Good.
A corp a corsin macut tangwa was honey, honey, need to only look at you. Omyok shock honey, the game at Sadden Koyok Sasson, the lead sin honey macut, Kanriata, gave me Omyok Saruk, Tom Hooker, Tali Omyoskutan Cleany Looney. Yes. Sigoni Helen now in Loni, Jimmy Scosina, last name. Helen left Kafa, who caught the Kami, Kosimikakmani with the last in Iluni.
Thank you very much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think that that completes the testimony for this afternoon. But I believe that that Mr. Alex C. Johnson and I think Mr. Martin Moore and perhaps others want to speak tonight, so we will adjourn until 7. We'll come back at 7 o'clock tonight, and then I'll be here tomorrow morning as well if we want to schedule another meeting for tomorrow morning. But we'll adjourn now until 7 o'clock tonight. It may be in the other room down the hall because I think there's bingo here, but maybe we can...
Reservation camps on the back. The market reservation at the learning we talk among you in credit. You are to not to be stig or not. A talent clacked PIM, Congress Interior Secretary. Secretary of the Interior. Tamuk angayo kamuk na yung sigili ko itaw ko reservation ani witan sa kay yun yung tamidyan ni wita kami umyon niya to kusiga na ito sa magpikatak kami tao na ito na wakutag di ko aptak sa ko piskan kita kani pisiga na ni piyong kami that what I, to me, was like, what I said was like a concentration camp was what they had called reservation. And BIA or the Secretary of the Interior had a person in that reservation to oversee the people, the Indians in that reservation. If the people in that reservation want to do something, they had to go and get an okay from that person. And I feel, when I sit down and think and look back at that, I feel that we, the Eskimos, even though it was hard for us, we are kind of lucky, I think. Tamakut, thought nakmani yudre tangkhogaduki. We Toi, when he got that, what the Ankatas Ansem Nimak and you must have been the Slav Nanuta Bishonga. The reservations were hard for the Indians in the lower 48. And us,
the people will just pass on one way or the other because there's not much to survive on. If you don't share it with others around you, then things drastic start to happen. That's one good thing I like about the elders and the older people and the people, older people that had gone on that taught us these lessons. And I hate to see the day my children or their children become profit-oriented and look at paper and see how far they're ahead to gauge how good of a human they are. I seem like downstate too, people kind of look up to others that are successful, people that have a lot of land, people that have a lot of money, people that own big companies. To me, that's not fair. I think everyone should share the way our people do. If you get more than what you need, you share it with somebody else that isn't so lucky. I hope that will be with my children and their children. Awai kani yukuta kanrotan ka nunam tungi nun matumi. Mugis kisakta kani kaya kani nunak piksu naku kan kherak fakak naku su nliwa kam nlilu tunga piusamukhni kalikan krimi ganak kunani. Maitokun kani Pichat and Honin Leo Nanani, Apsiko Harlun Togom Kayutun, Kaliganuk Tot Nimiroko, Imirich Harluni Akmanich Tunak Sikakuni Nunatot Makutili Chazgung Chikut, Pichat and Suayagayu Nanani,
trespass. Kitum khani nun nauti apstima fknani atu kunni kangastum yakakuni tauna khani navgut muk tamatum sukhani tki tskatin gunakin ritsakluni apstikhlainagluni apstinrilnguni sukhani navgiluni inhkut muk taimastam nunam pikstin piukuni tauna khani apkaknun khani Itchtariu Maluku. Manasukoni land claims act aka Ayaknihan Ranuk. It likun Koyaksan Richaksuku. Tiulaputoni Witalasham Koni Pukunum, it likun Pukunumango Masutin. Tirinalutin Koniaki in Pifkunatin. Kangasu Hawaii mun kangas nat mun ayok na lutung chip ng kseni kunung. Kangasu kayo tun kski toh china lutung umyot kunatung. Ang umat kna lutung takwam. Am tasmai kwani akik tamana nagut muluni. Ili kun su kwani ang umat kakchap na gailuni. Tamana kwani ikmis nginakan ilabut kwani tamat. To cochet madut, it little honey to an acrylutin chuck naka, but lost cutting should keysuki. Akmani taught Nayokok, Makutoni Profit Corporation Algut. It little cochlech tuck shooting to I.
Advice will be from the bottom of their heart, and that will be the best advice they'll ever get. I think it was kind of a little bit too late to start listening to our elders here at home. I think we would have a much fairer settlement if we had consulted the older people about what we should get as the Alaska natives of Alaska. I thank you very much, and I'm sure the issue about the afterbirth will also become a very important issue for the younger generation. And I think that also should be brought to the attention of those people that are planning on getting a land settlement. We, as I see it, compromise just too much. I never agreed with the Alaska Land Claim Settlement Act myself. I watched Richard Nixon on television when he signed the Claims Act. I had no vote with AFN, so I couldn't say anything at that particular time. But I cannot make the past correct, but it's better to correct what is at hand. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, the
there are some people from Alaknak who wish to speak to the commission while we are here in Emonik. And because of drifting snow, those people from Alaknak cannot come here tonight. So I think that we will arrange to have a meeting tomorrow morning at 10. And if the people from Alaknak, if any of them can come over at that time, then we'll have a couple of hours in the morning to hear what they have to say. At 12:40, we have to get a plane to Bethel and then to Tanunik, where we are to hold another meeting starting on Thursday. So I think we will have another meeting at 10 a.m. tomorrow to consider the views of those people from Alaknak, but of course you're all invited to that meeting, which will be here in the complex. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak before we adjourn until tomorrow morning? Mr. Kelly, yes.
To my understanding, this Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act is the very first Native Claims Settlement Act that ever took place in the world. Now, the world is the natives of different countries who do not have such acts. Are we lucky to have this settlement act, or are we disadvantaged? Where do we stand?
Well, the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act of 1971 was a landmark. It was the first settlement of native claims in the modern era, that is, since the treaties were made back in the 19th century with the Plains Indians in the United States and Canada. Since 1971, in Canada, the Inuit, that is the Eskimos, and the Cree Indians of northern Quebec have settled with the government of Canada. That was back in 1975. Next week, we're holding a roundtable discussion in Anchorage, and some of those people from Canada are coming to talk about the settlement they made in 1975. There are two settlements on the verge of being signed in Canada. Settlements between the Eskimos of the Mackenzie Delta and the Government of Canada, and between the Indians of the Yukon Territory, that is the people who live in the upper Yukon, in the headwaters of the Yukon, but in Canada. They are about to sign a settlement with the Government of Canada. But the Eskimos who